Oh, wait a second. Wait a second. I forgot this.
Hi, this is Stuttering John Melendez from the Howard Stern Show. And for some really stupid reason, you're listening to
Insufferable Bastards.
Great name for a podcast, morons.
Intro music by Satanic Panic 81. Bloodbath Birdsey.
A huge Kiss fan.
His name will come up.
Perfectly fine.
Insufferable Bastards.
Those of you that are into podcasts like to listen to that kind of stuff.
Sir John from the Pint of Comics Radio Hour. You just heard there. Hey, everybody. Welcome to Insufferable Bastards. My name is Carlos Danger for the purposes of this broadcast. I'm joined by my co-host, Mr. Brian Spears. Hello, Brian.
Hello, hello.
So we're recording this live at CT Horror Fest up in Naugatuck, Connecticut. And we have our first guest already. We're here doing interviews all day. And I want to welcome back to Insufferable Bastards for the first time as Insufferable Bastards. And Insufferable Bastard himself, Mr. Steven Christina of Super Retro Throwback Reviews. Hey, Steve.
Thanks for having me, guys. And how you guys doing?
We're doing all right. You guys remember each other, right, Brian? Right?
I am completely chipper, and it's nice to see you again.
12 feet away, perfectly safe.
Right, yeah, and that has nothing to do with COVID. It's just because Brian, you know.
I smell. No, so, actually, I have two cans of deodorant in the car, you know, because it is a convention.
Yeah. Yeah, which I feel like I've been here 8 hours since we got here.
Yes.
Like eight, I'm already spent. So if I fall asleep during this, I apologize, Steve.
No, it's fine. I would have been here, but adulting kicked in. I would have had a booth here, but I just got an apartment with my girlfriend.
Oh.
And
you got to pay bills, man.
Yeah, bills priority.
Yep. Need that paper.
Yeah, so.
Yeah, well, that's all right. All right, so you have, I know every October, something happens with your podcast.
Yeah, actually a lot's been happening with the podcast, but we're kind of straying away from YouTube, and we're focusing more primarily on audio. But we do 31 Days of Horror. That's mostly where the views go, the listeners and the viewers. But after that, it goes dormant. The YouTube goes dormant.
Right.
But everyone goes to our audio podcast after that. So
all I get on YouTube is people calling me fat.
Me?
No, me. On my page. We have a YouTube page as well. But it's just people insulting me all day.
Well,
so, but are you doing 31 Days of Horror then? You doing it?
Yep.
When are you going to do it?
October 1 through the 31st.
Oh, all right. I got you.
When else would he do that?
I mean, it may be the last time we do it because, like we said, our audio podcast has been getting more traction.
More traction.
Right, right.
We've gotten multiple.
Couldn't you still do 31 days or 30 days of horror on your audio version? Or it's just not?
No. We have two shows.
What, my third? When are you doing it?
And it's too much to juggle.
Okay. All right. So, wait, you do this every day.
The 31 days?
Yeah, so you go live every day.
No. I pre-record it.
Okay.
Then I edit it, I record it, and then edit it, and then upload it.
So have you started?
Yeah.
He's a professional, Brian. He's not...
A little inside. What day are you on now?
I finished up 14.
Okay.
And I was actually behind the gun a little bit, because usually I have them recorded in January and February. And I edit them in June and July,
okay,
and then have them uploaded by September. But I was way behind.
That's a ton of work. I'm just still laughing. What did you think?
I was trying to be funny.
All right, I'm sorry. I don't mean to go back to that. But every year you usually do a theme, right? Is there a theme this year?
Yeah. So our second year we did Sequel Mania.
Okay.
So this year is Revenge of Sequel Mania, so the sequels that I didn't touch.
Oh, nice.
That was
smart. So what are you kicking off with?
Well, let's just say...
Or if you don't want to give us what you're starting off with, if that's like a big deal, can you name us like 3 to 5 movies that you are going to cover throughout this show?
I hate Halloween 3.
Well, we did Halloween in the first Sequel Mania, all the Halloweens, and
okay,
it kicked off. And it ended with our live coverage of Halloween 2018 because we saw it at Salem Horror Fest.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Was that the Danny McBride one?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
So we're doing Freddy and Jason sequels because we never did those.
Okay.
Oh, nice.
And the filler in between is our review of Halloween Kills. So.
Oh, all right. So that. All right. I gotcha. Yeah,
the stars aligned with that. So.
Are you a fan of like a Friday or a Nightmare series?
Not really.
Okay.
I mean, if I were to pick one or two, if you had a gun to my head, I'd pick Friday.
Okay.
I want to make it clear we don't have any weapons. There's no guns. It's Steven. Hey.
Yeah, they were confiscated at the door.
Right. Right. They didn't let that, none of that stuff got in.
Hey, take a brochure. You can read about us.
And a sticker. We're giving away
some
stuff.
Thank you so much, man.
I forgot what I was going to ask there. All right, so whose autograph did you come? I know I saw you. You were on the left of us. You went right to a line. Where'd you go first when you got here at CT Horror Fest?
My first priority was Chris Durand. Because I have the Halloween box set from Shout Factory.
And who? Okay, so who is Chris Durand for somebody who might not know?
He played Michael Myers in Halloween H2O.
The Jamie Lee Curtis one. Is that the one with Busta Rhymes?
No, that's the next one. We don't talk about
that. Oh, it's
one.
LL Cool J.
Yeah.
Okay, I got that confused.
I worked with the director of that.
Oh, really?
Rick Rosenthal. He directed two as well.
Yeah.
I did it like one day. He was producing something. And I was like, Rick Rosenthal, Halloween. And he was like, oh, man. And then he was like, man, I this new wave of Zooming and all this where you're unfriended type movies that are out. He's like, I invented that with H2O, the Busta Rhymes one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I have pretty much a lot of signatures in the box set. I have Tom Atkins, Nick Castle, John Carpenter signed the box itself.
Oh, wow.
So... I wanted Chris Durand to sign H2O. If I ever encounter Jamie Lee Curtis, I want her to sign this one because this one, out of all of them,
we heard about that. Turn around. We didn't get her.
He was trying to insinuate that Jamie Lee Curtis, we had anticipated your answer, flown her out, timed it perfectly.
Yeah.
Knowing you bring her up, and she was going to be right behind you.
Well, I'm flat broke right now because I had enough money budgeting for, well, obviously a sponsor for my podcast. I had to get more coffee and
Deadly Grounds.
Yeah. And obviously I had money for the autograph, but that was it.
Nice.
Enough gas money to get home, too, but that's
it. I hear you.
Hey, you know what I want to ask about? You're a part of the Dorkening podcast network, which is pretty cool. How did you guys, or how did you hook up with that org? And tell us about them.
Well, once upon a time, I went to the world premiere of Batman versus Superman in 2015. And my cousin, now my co-host on the show, told me about these guys. And I hooked up with them. And
Hold on one second. Wait. You could talk. Your mic's off. Go ahead, Steve. Sorry.
I've pretty much been with them ever since. So we kind of had a parting out. In 2017, 2018, so I can pursue more stuff with me.
Right.
But then I joined a different network in 2018, but then they were charging me for stuff, and then I had a falling out with that, and then the Dorkening started their network, so they asked me to come back, and I joined their network. There's over 40 shows on it.
Yeah. Who's like the head of the Dorkening? Like, I see the name Leo Pond, like, posting stuff a lot.
Yep.
They have good interviews and stuff. But, like, it's pretty cool.
He runs the network. It's now a multi-award winning network because he's got so many awards from their Amalgamania Entertainment Awards. But I'm now the assistant manager of the network.
Oh, okay. So what does that mean? Like, what do you have to do?
Pretty much I keep all 40 shows in line.
Violence-wise?
No, like no.
It's hurting
just
people?
Trying to make sure we have everything in gear. If interviews are set up, I have to coordinate with them and coordinate with Leo and all that stuff. So we now have a management team, so we're trying to keep everyone coordinated. Big things are happening in the Dorkening Network. So if anyone's listening that's a podcast, if you guys want to get in on it, now is maybe the good time.
What do you mean get in on it?
Let's just say big things are happening. I can't really go
invest. People should invest in it, you're saying?
No. Like, if you want to join in the Dorkening Network.
As a podcast, as a content creator?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Yeah, okay. Yeah, it's interesting. They're like they're almost like an old. It's like their own television network, but it's made of podcasts, right? Yep. So that's interesting. Well, good for them.
We All actually right. have someone here that's a big like partner of the network that has a table on the other side, still
oh, no
token
kidding.
With. So.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I've seen the stuff there. I watched. See, I'm a big fan of those guys, of all of them, on yeah. Facebook Live. I'll always catch. I like that. They're at oddly timed, too. It'll be like if I turn Brian's mic back up. What was that sound that guy was making? What the hell was that?
I don't know. He just came over and said, I make sounds. And he's like, I'm probably going to get a lot of job offers. Because they thought we were doing a radio show, and did I want to hear...
Oh.
I mean, they liked the masks, but then they were like, oh, I do voices.
So okay.
And then when he did it, his tooth fell out.
Oh, I hate
because
when that
happens.
Because
he has his vampire teeth in.
Oh, all right. Yeah, that sounds safe in a pandemic.
Yeah.
We're going to have to use our Purell. All right, that's it. Steve, Christina from Super Retro Throwback Reviews. I want to thank you so much for coming on, talking about your podcast and your videos and the Dorkening Network. And here's the thing. I really lost it at the beginning there because it was just so odd to me that it's...
Well, I just want to make sure this starts October 1st.
Scary October. Like, what did you... I couldn't get it out. But you thought it was like October 4th to the 7th?
Well, you never know. Maybe it starts tomorrow.
Well, real quick.
Go ahead.
This may be the last 31 Days of Horror we do, but like we said, we're drifting away from YouTube. Follow us on our podcast, Super Retro Throwback Reviews and CSI The Vegas Files, all on major podcast distributors in the Dorkening Podcast Network. And follow social media, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. And check out our Patreon, patreon.com/SuperRetroPodcast. And check out our store. We got pint glasses, we got shirts, jerseys, and all that stuff.
Oh, nice.
Awesome, dude. All right, sir. Nice to see you again. Thanks for coming on.
Thank you.
Take it easy, man.
All right. That's our first episode from CT Horror Fest. I'm Carlos Danger, and that's Brian Spears. And I don't know. We'll see you next week.
See ya.